Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome. Today I'm joined by Brian Hall, who is Executive Chairman at Great Western Mining. How are you today, Brian?
Yes, all well.
We've met and we've spoken recently as well, so it's all about GWMO at the moment. Today the focus, I think, is more on your sort of production side.
Yes, it is, and I'm in Hawthorne, Nevada, which is close to our production site where we're busy building a mill, and all going well in a remote place, but it's fine at the moment. We're very pleased with progress.
So construction is ongoing and the actual startup due sometime this summer.
Our target is August. We are waiting on the permit to actually start producing, which we expect to get around that time, and we're trying to synchronize the time. We have the permit to do it. We should be ready to start producing. Can't be sure we won't. It'll happen exactly if we want. It's not very precise at the moment, but it's all fine. It's all going well. I was going to publish some pictures of the construction site, but having got here last week and looked at them, I thought I'll wait a bit tidier because at the moment it's like a building site and it's all a mess. But that is a good sign of making progress.
Right. So, I mean, basically, maybe, you know, August, September, whatever it is. But the real crux of the matter is that Great Western is at an inflection point. It's a production inflection point, and shareholders have been waiting for this kind of event for a long time.
Yes, I think they have. I mean, we're an exploration company and moving from being a pure exploration company into being a producing company, which is very exciting for us, makes us fairly unusual in the sector. As we're an exploration company, we should be mining shallow ore, and our aim really is to integrate the exploration operation with the producing operation so that we're actually exploring, developing, and producing all at once. That's our aim, and that's what we're heading for, and it's on course at the moment.
So it's a multi-pronged strategy, basically.
Yes, indeed.
And as far as part of that strategy is concerned, the tailings, the stockpiles and the spoil heaps, they're part of the process as well.
Yeah, they're the startup process. We originally started this plan because we found that we had a large number of spoil heaps from old mine workings going back for ages in this very rich gold and silver mining area. And we felt that we should be commercializing these rather than just looking at them. So that's what we've been setting out to do. It's been quite a voyage of discovery. We were fortunate in finding a really good partner about just over a year ago, and we signed up a joint venture towards the end of last year. It's a pleasure to work with these guys. They are very practical, very hands-on, very good to work with. And frankly, if we didn't have a good partner, I think we'd be far further behind the curve than we are at the moment. So that's been a major plus. And everybody has a very good attitude here. Things aren't always easy to get done, but they just get them done in a can-do kind of way. So we're very pleased with this, with the relationship, and it's we're making good progress.
Just going back to the mill, it's it's not a massive mill, but you said it's a building site at the moment. But what's the sort of scale that it is going to operate at?
We should be able to put initially around 5 tons an hour of feedstock through the mill. So it'll be, you know, on an 8-hour day, that's about 40 tons a day. We can't quantify the exact recoveries we'll get from that, but we could expand that considerably because we have lots of space to do so. We have a big site. We could stretch way beyond the limits of the boundaries we have now. For instance, we have a jaw crusher which could process 60 tons an hour if we had to. If we wanted to get to the point where we were upgrading to a much larger scale production, we would obviously have to upgrade some of the plant, but not a lot. So we see this as a sort of pilot project. In mining terms, it's quite a small operation, but we can expand it, and we hope to be the go-to mill for people in the area, for people in Mineral County who have this sort of material available. The material is everywhere, and of course in surrounding counties we're in a rich mining area, and so we hope to become a little bit of a hub for mining operations, because obviously our material won't last forever, but there's no reason why this mill shouldn't be going on for a very long time, and we're a 50% owner of it.
Just to reiterate, I suppose you're saying, or basically start off slowly, modestly, and then you'll be able to ramp up according to demand and the lay of the land at that time.
That's absolutely right. We'll learn as we go. There'll be some trial and error to begin with, as you can imagine. We shall have to sort of fine-tune it to get it working properly. It won't. We'll have setbacks at the beginning. You always do with these things, but it's a pioneering project. But we hope to build it up fairly quickly into something which we'll be producing on a regular, consistent basis and generating revenues for the company.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Brian Hall, Executive Chairman of Great Western Mining, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.